Hello everyone, I'm here with Stuart Weller, the magician. You've just performed at Parkview Academy today. How was it for you?
It was a really amazing day. I thoroughly enjoyed doing all of the different types of magic for you.
And what is your favourite type of magic to perform?
I really enjoy close-up magic because it's done only a few inches away from the spectator's eyes and you can really get a nice reaction.
Okay, and what was the first trick you ever learned to perform?
I think the first trick is probably what most people start off with, the classic 21 card trick.
How does that one go?
That's where you have three individual rows of seven cards, and somebody looks at a card and remembers it, and then you pick all of the cards up and then redeal them into...
Oh, then you go into that pile?
Yes.
And then you... Oh, right, yeah, I do remember that one. You know it was called that. And if anyone would like you for a performance, how can we contact you?
The best way would be to either email me, which is Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, Weller, W-E-L-L-E-R, magic, @gmail.com. Or you can also go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Stuart Weller Magic.
Lovely, right, I'm going to pass you over to Helen, we've got some other questions for you.
How did you get into magic?
I first got into magic when I was probably about six or seven, and I used to watch on television the Paul Daniels magic show, which really amazed me and got me interested in magic there. And my parents bought me some books and I just learnt from there.
And why did you get into magic?
It's really good because it's a mixture of being able to perform to people, to almost act, and to get some amazing reactions from people, because when they suddenly look at you with an open mouth, it's a really nice feeling that they've been entertained.
Who is your favourite magician?
Oh, that's a very difficult question because I've got quite a few. I really love the magician Bill Malone. I like Derren Brown, Dynamo, of course, and I think Paul Daniels was the person who really got me into magic, so I really, really like him.
And who's your favourite?
My favourite. Dynamo.
I love Penn & Teller.
Yeah. Of course, yes.
What is your favourite trick? What is your favourite trick to see and or perform?
My favourite trick to see is Penn & Teller's... My favourite trick to see is Penn & Teller's bullet catch, which is unbelievably brilliant. My favourite trick to perform... I really like card magic. Card magic is the thing that I'm really passionate about, so any one of the 50 or 60 card tricks that I know.
Can I ask a quick question, sorry? You said like you like the Penn & Teller. Do you know the secrets behind the Penn & Teller when it catches? Does it make it more amazing because you know... When you, as a magician, if you see a trick, because you know the mechanics of the trick, so when you see it perform really good, does it make it more special for you than for a spectator who doesn't know how it's done?
Yes. Because as a magician, I can see another magician perform and I might have an idea of how it's done. Sometimes I know, sometimes I have an idea, but with the Penn & Teller trick, it's set up so well that even though I've got an inkling, I think, no, they didn't do anything that I thought they were going to do, and it seems even more impossible.
What do you tell people if they ask you how the trick is done?
I either say, can you keep a secret? And then they say yes, and I say, so can I. Or what I tend to say now is, I don't know, weird stuff just happens.
You said you really like Dynamo's one of your favourites. The one where he walks in the Thames water, do you have any theories about how that is done?
I have some theories, but I don't know for certain.
Yeah.
And I've got a horrible feeling that my theories would be completely wrong anyway.
Me, personally, I think I have an idea, but I just want to hear your theories.
Well, give us your theory first, Alex.
I'll give you my theory. My theory is the plexiglass was set on the water, and the two boats that you see going past had a support on him that you couldn't... It's like one of those special, like, not invisible, but... supports that is really hard to see, and then boats were helping him to stay not afloat but steady, and he was on the plexiglass. So when he was walking across the plexiglass, that's what happened. And the police officers that came round were staged to do that, just to make it as the trick, to make it sound like it as it, they think it's that amazing that it's got to be true because the police came.
That's essentially my thoughts, to be honest. Almost a motorised floating bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the boats.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're on the same line there. Saying about, as Alan said about audience participation, do you feel, I know the idea of tricks is to not cheat people, but give people that sense of, oh wow, how could it be done? So do you think using Stooges or stage and audience members or other people sort of tricks the people even more, and it just takes the fun away from the magic itself when everyone's in on the trick? Or do you think sometimes illusions need to have stooges and staged people?
I don't use stooges at all. I know some effects that some magicians have done have used them, and especially for certain television shows which I've seen, they have used stooges, and it gives it more of a sense of wonder to everyone. So I think it can enhance the magic, but I like to be more pure.
Yeah.
In my,
I prefer pure magic. Anything else?
Yeah, do you think Dynamo has some like performers there to make it sound like the surprise? To make the magic look a bit more magical, but obviously most of it might have not been possible, so he had like people that pretend to be surprised but they didn't really know what's happening.
I don't think Dynamo does that. I've heard that there's been talk in the magicians' forums what has happened, but I don't think he would use stooges. I think he likes to do pure magic.
What magician would you love to perform with if you had the chance?
That's a very interesting question.
A live one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Houdini.
Houdini, yes. I'd love to perform with Bill Malone. He is hilarious. He's one of the funniest magicians I have ever seen. Or Teller. Teller is a genius, as far as I'm concerned. And I'd love to perform with him because his thinking makes even something relatively simple seem impossible.
Have you ever been injured performing a trick?
Yes. There's a particular trick which I do, I occasionally do, where I have a rising wand, which I once let it go too quickly and it bashed me in my cheek and it really hurt.
Have you ever met a famous magician?
I've met Derren Brown. He he actually went to the same magic shop that I was in on the same day, which was quite amazing, and I was in awe of him.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story about him in a minute. But are we done?
Yeah.
Okay, right, lovely, thank you.